Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Goes without saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Wing.
And I'm Seffi.
This is such a fun episode. We are talking about the worst ways to be rejected and how to handle that. Kind of giving your truest, most vulnerable, honest version, most authentic version of yourself to somebody and having it thrown back in your face. And how do you get up the next day and deal with that? How do we show our faces around here? Everyone living the same life. Everyone's out here dealing with the same shit. Very, very nice sense of hand-holding in this one. I hope you enjoy. Here we go again. Again with the weird energy.
Yeah, it's again, we can't see each other, which doesn't add. I mean, it doesn't help. I also, all my sentences are coming out wrong today.
I was going to say, how are you feeling?
Really tired.
Set us in. Oh, no.
But fine, I'm still in Amsterdam.
Why don't you go to bed?
Because we've got to do this.
Okay, fine.
I will after.
Are you in bed?
Yeah, I'm in Lizzie's bed.
Sat upright. Okay, fair enough. So you're kind of half and half.
Half and half. Very much. Yeah. I'm as close to being as bed. Nothing's coming out right.
Yeah, so. No, it's fine.
I don't know why. How are you?
I'm good. I'm, for some reason, really, really, really looking forward to this. I feel like the setup of us kind of talking about something on the Monday and then expanding on it with everyone else's thoughts on the Thursday is just really getting me going for some reason.
Yeah, I'm definitely liking the format because it's like we've said what we think.
We've said our bit.
Yeah.
We put ourselves out there.
So if this one sucks, it's on you.
I'm thinking more so it's like we really went out on a limb on Monday and gave our thoughts, so now if you all disagree, it's like that's embarrassing.
Yeah, I haven't looked either what anyone said yet.
So we put classically on the Instagram on a question box, which is, goes without saying, the best place to be to get your thoughts,
your
Seffi
and Wing facts.
Yeah, and if you've ever wanted us to feedback on something that if you ever wanted us to reply to you basically and be like, what's going on, kind of shake your shoulders a little bit, if you want a little chat with us, kind of we'll sit you down and give you a good talking to.
Yeah,
on the Instagram you can respond to the question boxes to be anonymously featured in the upcoming episodes. And we asked, what is the most rejected you've ever felt off the back of Monday's episode?
Ouch.
Yeah, I know. I felt bad for asking, but
it needed to be said.
It has to be
done,
hey? It needs to be said.
We did it last week. No, we didn't. We did it last week.
I thought it would be nice, in a sense, for us all. Kind of, I think, one of the best things for us, selfishly, about the podcast is that over time, we've had so many messages from people really mirroring each other, so it kind of is a nice affirming, you're all echoing each other all the time. And as much as I don't want to take your unique special spark away from you all, you're very, very special.
Yes,
but you're all also the same.
Exactly.
And
we are
all living the same lives, having the same issues, and I think there's something really comforting about going through a situation where you feel really isolated or you feel really confused or you feel really alone, and you put Seffi and Wing on and you find out, you have the miraculous discovery that everyone else is feeling shit as well.
It's universal.
It's universal. And I just think that's a nice little hand-holding experience for us all,
definitely.
If you don't mind.
It definitely
so sorry
helps
to
me.
Ask, but yeah.
I just always think it's like such a privilege sometimes when we're feeling shit that it's like, oh, wait, but I have access to all of these girls saying that they feel shit in the exact same way.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, wow, okay, that's quite an insight.
It's so special.
Yeah.
It's so special. And also it's really, I think the main thing that it allows you to do, like as a third party, you can really look into somebody else's life. Obviously, you don't know too much, but you can see kind of objectively that they are deserving of good things, or like,
yeah,
oh, you're a good looking person, so why would somebody say that about you? Do you know, yeah, like you can, yeah, you can really see that, oh yeah, that kind of makes sense, that all of those insecurities or all of those things that you're dealing with are very much in your head. And so in turn, I can then kind of hope that the things going on in my head are just in my head and it's not founded on the fact that I'm just like a piece of shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, oh,
we're all thinking we're pieces of shit, but I can see that you guys aren't pieces of shit.
Yeah,
maybe not, I'm not a piece of shit.
Statistically, we can't all be. So there's got to be some.
You're going to say there's got to be someone out there who's a piece of shit.
No. Well, if there's. Okay, there's going to be one. What are the chances, you?
I think we've all got the same weird things going. You found us for a reason. You're obviously going through something.
Yeah. Should we also just quickly say, whilst we're talking about the Instagram, should we talk about the thing that's coming out tomorrow or today?
Today, yeah.
Whilst
yeah.
you're listening to this.
Oh, God, guys. So since the last time you heard from us, some shit has been going down, and we're not going to get into it too much, I don't think. I think you're going to have to go onto the Instagram and the TikTok to see, but there's like a video on there where we are really putting everyone on a mission.
It's a call to
basically
action.
It's truly a call to action. Something happened to us and I need to know if it's ever happened to you. And truly. I would love for you to watch it and be like, yes or no. Yes, that's happened to me. No, that's never happened to me. Have you heard this tale? That's basically what we're asking.
Okay, that's
so go that's over there. Hooking. Well, that's what I would... It's like, I need to know if you've ever experienced something similar, because this literally...
It knocked our socks
fucking,
off.
Knocked my socks off and rocked my fucking world. Honestly, shifted my ground.
Yeah,
no,
it did. It did.
And I need to know if your ground has ever been shifted like that. So go over there and see what the fuck we're on about.
Yeah.
Okay, shall we?
Yeah, let's dive in.
It depends which way you want to go, I guess. There's so many. It's like you said, it's such a fucking privilege to like have access to this.
Thank you so much to everyone that writes in with this stuff, because it actually...
Honestly.
It's quite... Honestly, humbling. An honour to be able to read this. It's like I'm reading journals right now. It's like, thank you so much for telling me this.
It's so special. What do you think?
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, go on. Do that one.
So, someone has said they felt most rejected when their therapist blocked them when they were at their lowest. Laugh my fucking ass off.
Yikes.
Therapist blocking someone.
Bad therapist, surely.
Terrible therapist.
I mean, so obviously this whole situation now, the crux here is that I'm very much giving you the benefit of the doubt. I'm on your side.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, that's pretty gutting.
I read an article recently. I think this was on The Guardian, maybe. But it was about this woman talking about her therapist being, like, inappropriate with her. But she had, like, issues around sort of rejection. So... she couldn't really leave. Like, it was like she knew she needed to leave and find a different therapist, but she had told so much to this guy, and like, you feel a huge connection with your therapist if they're a good therapist, even if they're not really. But I do think it's a very, very, very unique dynamic between therapist and kind of therapy.
Therapy
stuff of like rejection 100%. Stuff. I think to be blocked by someone, let alone the person that you shared the insides of your mind to, it's a tough pill to swallow.
I think that's kind of the weird thing about therapy, is it is kind of, there's this weird, like, not false intimacy, but it requires obviously like huge vulnerability often for the therapy person who is like sharing their insides. And I think that this just goes across, like, that, as we said, there are so many messages here saying a similar thing, not even necessarily from a therapist, but just generally. Once you've shared something really intimate with somebody, if you then feel, for whatever reason, like, betrayed or rejected by them, it has such a heavy sting, because you really feel like you're being rejected for your truest self, or, like, almost it feels quite unjust or unfair, because you feel like you've given so much.
Yeah.
And so it feels like out of order.
Yeah, like
to be shunned.
Yeah, no, it does feel out of order to be shunned.
Yeah, it feels out of order.
because you're breaking trust. And also I think there's an idea that you're kind of owed a bit of an explanation, and for someone to block you or ghost you, especially in like a sort of professional setting, like a therapist, it's either they're through the NHS or you're paying them. I think blocking is a very, very, very extreme sort of ending of that, and that is going to trigger so much shit.
I think as well, there's another one here which I think links similar. Let me see if I can find it, because I saw it earlier and I was like, I really would love to talk about that.
Lizzie's just messaged me saying, film at 9:15. It's like, what film?
Cute.
Because I said, we're going to the cinema. Like, should we go to the cinema? And she said, film at 9:15. It's like, bitch, I want to know what film which I'm one? Signing up for. Yeah, like, which one, please?
Which one? Sorry, I'm still looking.
No, look away.
Oh, yeah, no, I've got it. Mm. Okay. This person said, being completely ostracized from a friendship group for being, quote unquote, too anxious. Ooh. And I am once again going to take the opportunity to say, to make it really clear, that I have a real issue with this. That people have a real... people have a real issue. They love to talk about mental health. Love to talk about mental health. Everybody, mental health this, mental health that.
They love until to talk about it on podcasts.
They love to talk about it. You know, they love to talk about it on a podcast. They'll talk about it everywhere. Put it on their Instagram story, etc., etc. Even amongst friends, they'll talk about it. Until they face any kind of ugly reality of what someone struggling with their mental health could actually be dealing with. Yeah, the actual reality of the symptoms of someone struggling with their mental health is suddenly not as cute as just saying mental health. Oh, your mental health. Health. It pisses me the fuck off that people just don't fucking get it. And it ties back to the therapist, like, blocking them in their lowest moment, and it ties back to feeling rejected by somebody when you've given something really intimate or vulnerable. Someone rejecting you or ostracizing you because you're quote unquote too anxious is fucking out of order, and it really pisses me off.
Yeah,
sorry.
Well, it's not okay. Like, it's absolutely not. I'll pick up. It's difficult not being able to see you, isn't it? Because it's like, I can't read your face signals.
People love to talk about mental health until literally the real shit hits the fan.
Yeah, it's like they like to talk about it, and that's the whole problem with so much of just like the internet discourse of life, of like, oh yeah,
but don't you think even in real life?
No, but totally. But that then translates. It's like, yeah, okay, you're gonna post it on your Instagram story. You're gonna watch a little vlog
you're
about
in HR,
getting out of a rut. That's why there aren't YouTube videos of me in my rut. It's like, yeah, it's only glamorized when you're kind of on your way out of it. No one talks about, or like, they kind of do talk about it, but the only version of you that's actually acceptable in the world is the version that's kind of on the way up. It's just has got some clarity on it now. It's not sort of acceptable to be lost and actually in the midst of it, because that is not pretty, to be honest. It's fucking uggers.
Uggers. It is. I remember like 100 years ago, this was probably in 2020, maybe 2021. I remember saying this on the podcast that I'd seen a video, and I can't remember who it was now, but it was a girl who I feel like, in hindsight, I'm gonna call her an Instagram model, but if you listen to that episode and it turns out that she's not a quote unquote Instagram model, I'm sorry, I don't know who it is, but that's just in my memory. But it
What's
was something
an Instagram model, is that an influencer,
I guess? Yeah,
okay,
but do you know what I mean? Yeah, an Instagram model.
Yeah,
it's not my term.
No, it's almost one of those things. I just thought, yeah, actually, what is that?
Yeah, what is that?
They say, what actually is an Instagram model? It's like,
model.
You're an influencer.
Right, but not every influencer is an Instagram model.
No, but an Instagram model is just one of those terms that almost like, gets said, you know, but it's like, but what is that?
Maybe not every Instagram model is an influencer.
Maybe they're not. I actually don't have a clue really what an Instagram model is.
Oh, look. Anyway.
Who knows? It's just a model. I don't actually know what it is.
No, it's definitely not just a model. But anyway.
Anyway.
This poor girl.
said, your job doesn't exist.
Ages ago, she said. And I just really, I don't know why, it just really resonated at the time. And I remember saying it on the pod. She was basically like, I spoke about my eating disorder to connect with you guys. I shared something really vulnerable. I shared, really weird. It's like still in my memory. She was like, I shared something really real to me, really sacred and really raw, and really painful in order to find some sort of connection with other human beings on the planet. I'm obviously paraphrasing, sounding a lot like Wing all of a sudden. It's like, in order to find connections with other human beings on the planet. It's like, yeah, I think that's just me. But she was like, I shared something really fucking raw and real for me in order to help you guys and to feel something back. And it's been used against me on the internet. People are being horrible about this thing that I've shared. And I think that's the reality oftentimes. And it's why being quote unquote vulnerable is really difficult, is because you are entrusting whoever is receiving your personal information to handle it with care. And I think it can be really difficult when you share something really raw and really sacred and really meaningful to you, when it isn't handled as it should be, when it isn't received gently, when it isn't like wrapped up with bubble wrap, marked as fragile, etc., when it's kind of slung on the airport like escalator and it's like breaking into, kind of pissed on, like
it, but then I think you sent it to the wrong place. You shouldn't have sent it, your wrapped, your fragile thing, straight to the internet. It's like, that's a terrible, terrible place. It's not handled with care. You've accidentally sent it into kind of the lion's den.
I think the whole world is the lion's den. And if you can act as truly as you can as yourself and like give yourself all the love and the support and validation that you can possibly muster up, if someone else is a cunt to you, that is on them.
It is, and yeah, but I also think you should expect it. If you can have the best intentions of all time when you talk about your personal stuff on the internet, like this girl, yeah, you can be the, have the most good faith kind of attitude towards it that you want. It can be the most fragile bubble wrapped beautiful little piece that you send out. Do expect every bubble on that wrap to
assume
be
the worst for
it's
sure.
It's going to be burst, like 100% expect it. That is what the internet is like. That is the horrific reality of like this space that exists, that it's always nice when it's met with like, oh yeah, we relate to that and all of this stuff. But I do think you're sending it out into a really, really, really unpredictable and like strange landscape. To expect it to be handled with care is like purely deluded.
No, I don't think expect it to be handled with care, but I think that's what's so gutting about, for example, your therapist blocking you or you're rejected when you've given something really
real. Well, that's sending
really
it to the real. Right place.
Well, exactly. I think that's kind of it, is no matter who is on the receiving end of like your true lived experience, you sharing that is purely like sacred. And it isn't a reflection on you how the other person handles that. And I think if you are rejected for being quote unquote too anxious or pushed away at your lowest moment, that is not a flaw in you. And there are spaces in the world, even on the internet, there are spaces, I think, everywhere where you will find other human beings who will love and validate and support every single part of you. And until then, if that's not where you are right now, I think giving yourself as much of that support as possible, which is so difficult, but I think that's the only way through, is to find some sort of hope that like that wasn't you fucking up, that isn't you being not good enough in some way or being too anxious, whatever, you know, that isn't your flaw.
No, it's clearly the therapist's flaw. Like, I really do think
it's
pretty transparent.
That's a therapist's flaw.
It is pretty transparent. Like, there's a really, really clear power dynamic there.
Yeah,
it is somebody giving someone direct advice who has sought out therapy because they're feeling vulnerable. No matter how that person, say the client, is like bombarding them with emails or something like that, I think there are so many steps that can be taken before a block is enacted. Like, that is a feature that of our phones and like of all of our fucking technology that is supposed to be there for like kind of like extreme circumstances. Like, it's there so like people can't be stalked, and so that you can get rid of somebody that's harassing you, or like so you can have no contact with an ex or something like that. It's not for a a fucking therapist to block their client. What? I'm sorry, that is a really, really like irresponsible use of that feature.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I think as well, like, it's a really good reminder to us all of, like, not putting really anybody on, like, a pedestal.
Totally.
And almost, like, just, I think a really important reminder of, like, anyone that you're sharing yourself with, they are having the luxurious experience of getting to be involved with you in whatever way that they are. And, yeah, your therapist is not your god. Like, they are human. They are very, very, very human, and they can be wrong, and they can say the wrong thing, and they maybe not are gonna.
They can act wrong as well. Everything.
Yeah.
Like, have you watched James Acaster's kind of semi-recent show, The Cold Lasagna 99 Hate Myself?
I've seen bits of it. I've seen bits of it. Yeah, Cold Lasagna.
Cold Lasagna, Hate Myself 1999, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Great James Acaster kind of name.
Yeah, great work.
It's a really fucking great show. I think you have to pay for the whole thing. I did.
Yeah, we spoke about this the other day, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we did speak about it.
We've been speaking about James quite a lot.
We have. Oh my God, just king. Absolute love. Mm-hmm. Just a pure talent in this world. He really is. In that, he talks about a relationship they had with a therapist where I think they were talking a lot about like abandonment and things like that in the sessions. And then right at the end of it, I think he decided he was going to move on. And like the therapist said that they were like a huge fan of him or something like that.
Ooh.
And like, could he meet her son or something like that? This could be a bit wrong. I haven't watched it in about 2 years since it came out. But like, he then realized, okay, the therapist is like overstepping. And he was like, okay, I think I want to... he like went and met the fucking like kid and all of this stuff. Like, it's completely like sort of weird dynamic that the therapist had like got him into. And then when James said that he wanted to leave, the therapist was like, oh, I think you owe me more than that, and like came up with all this crazy stuff. And he obviously told it in this like hysterical way, as he would. Classic James. But the point of that is,
I wonder how much of that is true.
All of it's true. All of it's true. Who knows, actually?
Interesting. See more on the Instagram.
Don't see more on Instagram.
Because men do be saying things.
They do be saying things.
Men have been saying things. Not true all the time.
God, I would really want to know what this video is. I am always like, what's the video? It's like, I know what it is. I'm in it. Idiot.
You are in it.
But I think the point is that it's like, yeah, these therapists, like, you do know anyone can be a therapist, really. Like, I think... There's an idea that it's like, of course you have to go to school and train and do all these things, but it's like, yeah, there are doctors that are fucking barking mad. Like, there are
a lot of people also claiming to be therapists these days.
Totally.
Or kind of therapist equivalent.
Even worse, life coach.
There we go, yeah.
Which, not to hate on that profession, but I mean,
no, it's... No, not at all, but...
Has anyone seen Peep Show? hello.
Yeah.
But
it's kind of us though.
Totally. Life coach certificate.
But that's the reminder.
It is. Anyone can be this. And it's not to say that, I admire so many therapists. Like, I have relationships with therapists that I just think are so great. But I've also been in rooms with a therapist and I've thought, you are fucking moronic. Like, you do not give me advice. And I have left. Because it's like, there's such a power dynamic at play. And actually, it can be abused so much.
Yeah, I think it's actually a skill, and I think it's something that probably a lot of people feel like they are learning slowly but surely over the course of their whole lives, probably. The idea that choosing who you surround yourself with, what you share with certain people, like who you choose to literally honor with your presence, is really important. But I also think being really fluid with yourself and your love and like your amazing personality and everything that you have to give and everything almost like that you have to gain from like the pain of just experiencing other human beings. Do you remember that, really, again, a callback to, well, it's actually pre-2020, I think it was like 2019. We were really into that. There was this thing that was like, if you live a life without vulnerability, guys, bear with me.
God. We were idiots.
Yeah, no, we're a bit much. If you live a life without vulnerability, right, there's no pain, but there's also no love. So what would you
I remember this.
It's either you've got nothing good at all, but at least you're not in pain, which is kind of pain itself. Or, you're going to experience pain, but at least you'll also be experiencing very real, kind of fulfilling, loving experiences and relationships and all of that shit.
Yeah.
It's an important part of life, and I think... don't be too heavy-handed with like giving your insides out to every Tom, Dick and Harry, sure, but also I think being really like secure and free in the way that you like explore yourself on the planet. I know that's a really wanky way of putting it, but,
no, but that is
I
exactly what it is.
Do you know what I mean? That totally. I think it's a skill that you learn just throughout life, and there are ups and downs and you make mistakes, and you also like kind of looking back and being like, oh shit, I wish I kind of hadn't said that to that person. It's normal, and it's not that, if that's the biggest error that you've got going on right now, then so be it. Do you know what I mean? We're all human.
Yeah, and you can handle it as well. Like, a rejection is not nice, but a rejection is also inevitable. Like, I would love to speak, or brackets,
me
I actually
too.
Wouldn't like to speak to someone that's faced no rejection, because they're probably gonna be the most fucking boring person I've ever spoken to, or deluded, because I genuinely think everyone will face that. It is actually a really, really necessary part of growing
life.
Up like I don't
being
know
human.
I don't know what you would be if you've never faced that, because that's actually how you
live.
Learn and evolve and grow and all of these things. That is exactly how you develop as a person, by being like, okay, that didn't work, let me try something else. That's exactly the human experience.
Yeah. And I know we said on Monday's episode, like, if you are thinking that somehow you are gonna navigate your way through life being somehow perfect enough
and
that you'll never face rejection, you will be sorely mistaken and extremely disappointed. If you're waiting for like this pristine version of yourself to show up so that you don't have to go through any shit, you will literally
you'll have to bubble wrap yourself, never leave the house, never go on the internet. You have to just stay. You literally can't have a single relationship. Like, I don't want that for anyone.
No. Okay, stunning. Should we do another?
I just feel like nothing I'm saying is coming out right. And it's in the weirdest sort of... I don't feel like I have this that often. But like, you know, like a brain fog sort of thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I see the sentence in front of me. I know what I'm aiming for. And I kind of do a fucking left-hand turn.
But
at
it's
last
so
minute.
Out of reach. Yeah, no, I get that. But
it's
you're
like, why did my brain
to me.
Say that word? It's just fucking
you're
annoying.
You're perfect. You're perfect.
Thanks. It's really annoying though.
I get it. I would love to really emphasize here that everyone has felt rejected by their friends or like their closest friends at some point.
Yeah, that seems to be the big thread.
Everybody, God, we yapping non-stop about being rejected by our friends. Also, I've had this Taylor Swift kind of quote reference on the tip of my tongue this whole episode, and I just want to let it out.
Oh, go on, let
me. Just can't contain myself any longer.
Yeah.
It was from the gorgeous, gorgeous Long Pond Folklore sessions, which obviously still waiting for the Evermore version, no big deal.
I don't know what any of that means. What the fuck was that?
Did you watch that? You watched the Folklore? She's in a little cabin. It's called Long Pond, and she
is she
singing
with Jack?
The moment. Yeah, she's with Jack and Aaron Dessner.
I've seen a photo of it.
Yeah, so it's really cool. Actually, she is singing Folklore. Mm. They're doing it live.
Does she have a curly fringe?
Yeah, it's that
okay.
era.
Yeah.
And they're kind of in between, she's cutting two different like conversations about the songs and talking about the origin of the song or the meaning or how she feels about it, blah 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 blah. And I think it's in This Is Me Trying, maybe. No, that's not where I'm going. Let me think. I think it might famously be maybe My Tears Ricochet, maybe.
Ooh,
basically
okay.
Which it would be for me, wouldn't it? But in for one of them, she says something along the lines of, like, it's the classic kind of trope of the ultimate villain ends up being kind of the hero's ex-best friend. It's like this person
Ooh.
That you have shared so much with, like, they know exactly how to hurt you. They know exactly
yeah.
your flaws and your pain and your history and all of these things. Like, they, the person who kind of has the most control over how to get to you is the person who was closest to you.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is just the crux of everyone being so, we're kind of just so easily devastated by like feeling rejected by our friends and the people closest to us, because of course we are.
Yeah.
Because of course.
Well, it's people you respect. It doesn't hurt to be rejected. Well, sometimes it actually does. It does actually kind of hurt to be rejected by someone you don't care about. But it hurts.
Yeah.
Honestly, 3 million times as hard if you yeah. actually give a shit about this person.
Yeah.
I always find that kind of annoying, actually, when it's one of those things. I think this is specifically romantic relationships, but I think it also kind of works in like jobs and things like that. It would be a conversation I've had a million times in my life where someone is talking to someone that they don't even fancy, like it's someone that's
yes.
like, oh, I don't particularly even, or they go on a date, for example.
Mm-hmm.
My friend comes home from a date and says, oh, I don't even like him, like I'm just not interested, like I'm just gonna leave mm-hmm. that there, sort of thing. Few days pass, oh, I wanted him to text me, like I just
yes.
wanted, like, I don't want to be rejected by them, I wanted to reject them, essentially.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck is this world? Like, we're seeking
what
weird validation from people we don't even want. Like, that doesn't actually serve any purpose other
yeah.
than fueling
ego,
your self-esteem, which obviously should not be coming from that. It's just one of the most frustrating things ever. I also think it's completely human to want to reject someone, but it's so frustrating because it's like, it really serves nothing.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't move anything forward. Like, it is actually such a sad thing that people desire.
I feel that all the time, though. Like,
no, totally, but it's
also
sad.
It's kind of the thing as well. This was something I feel like, sorry, my dog's on my lap now, so you might be able
Ozzy.
To hear him. Hey, Ozzy. Ozzy, do you want to say something? No, he doesn't. Sorry, guys. I feel like I really was in this, in the kind of like, oh, you graduate, and for example, COVID happens, for example, everyone's
yeah.
having a great time. Getting rejected for a job you don't want.
It hurts.
Really? God.
It fucking
it
hurts.
Or like,
a job is a bit different though as well, because it's like, I didn't want it, but I was going to take it. Like, I had to take it.
Well,
whereas
yeah.
a romantic thing is like,
that's true.
You don't
have
to take that.
Take it.
So
yeah.
it's like, it's something that literally serves nothing. Whereas it's like, yeah, I don't want that job, but it's gutting to get rejected from the thing that I don't want, because
yeah.
fucking hell, how low am I going to have to go?
I think, again, though, at least for me, that's a lifelong lesson of like, that's something I've been telling myself probably for like 10 years of like, why do you care what they think of you when you don't really
yeah.
like them? Like, why do you need them to love you? You don't even like them. Why
yeah.
do you need them to love you? You don't even like them. Like, and over and over, no matter how many times I say it, it still
no, it's
doesn't
huge.
Hit. But it's, I think that's, again, like, for the validation, for the self-esteem, and also I think kind of the people-pleasing angle of like, needing that love and like security and validation from almost
from
like
everyone.
The worth that I place on literally anybody else, like if it's my opinion, immediately invalid.
I think you're getting so much better at this.
I am so much better, which is really
great. You really are. Like, it's actually indisputable. Like, I think you do value your opinion a lot more than you think you do.
Yeah, no, I do. I think I'm in such a different place, but I can still, I think now as well with hindsight, see so much how like, God, I literally like, I would take anyone else's word for it over my own. Do you know what I mean? Really interesting.
Yeah, completely. Also, it flows. Like, there are moments where it's like, okay, it's kind of Fleabag. Someone to tell me what to wear, who to like, what to listen to, like all of that. And then the next day it's like, oh, fucking hell. No, I make the fucking rules. Like, it is just the human experience that sometimes you'll feel really sure of your own opinions. The next day it's like, I literally don't think I believe a single one of my own thoughts.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Life is, you know what? Life is weird.
Just a weird thing.
Weird world we're in.
It really is. I had something I wanted to say to you, but I can't remember it now.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Just me alone, like in secret?
No, everyone could be here. It definitely involved Harry. It definitely, like, that was a bit of it. Oh, it was keep your friends close, Harry. That was it.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you got that out then.
Yeah, I'm glad they got out. It was because really you were talking important. About the Taylor Swift thing. What was it again?
Yeah, about just kind of like when someone close to you, losing someone really close to you, then you feel extra vulnerable because it's like, oh, this person who now maybe is my enemy or might want to hurt me knows all the ways that they can really spitefully do that because I've shown them my insides and my truth.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if we were to have a huge falling out, it's like, oh, God. Jesus. Well, she knows my insides.
Oh, God, it would be
going to go down well.
It's really not going to go
like,
down
yikes.
Well.
Yikes.
God, that is really scary. But that is also why sort of breakups are like a scary thing, like a super vulnerable thing, because a relationship you're putting, I mean, I hope everyone is putting their full selves into it and not holding back. It's like, okay, I'm literally. Yeah. Suddenly someone I don't know has gone from being a complete stranger to within, I don't know, if you've been going out with someone for like a year, you're kind of viewing that as like a very significant person in your life. But really, in the scheme of your life, you barely fucking know this person. So then a breakup can be so devastating because it's like you've lost this person that you've put so much of yourself into.
Yeah.
But actually, it's like that's the whole fucking point.
That is the point. That is the point of life. And I think as well, I think the crux in general is to not feel bad about feeling scared to like be honest or I think having fear around like, all of these words sound really wanky, like being who you are or like.
No, but it's true.
Giving your truth. It's like, why is that so cringe? Like, is there a better way of saying that I'm missing? Do you know what I mean? Like, why can I not think of like a normal, sane person way of saying it? Is there a better way of saying it? Do you know what I mean? Just like living honestly, living authentically. It's like, ooh.
I literally know no words today, so you'll be doing better than me.
It's just making me ill the way that I'm speaking, but I can't find another way around it. So sorry, you just have to bear with. But I think my crux here, what I'm trying to say, my underlying message always really is don't feel bad for feeling scared to be like vulnerable and don't feel bad to like it's hard out here in this world. It's a scary world and trusting people and like really giving yourself to people in your life is scary, but you can do it. And I think it's again like a lifelong thing of these things come and go. Like, we are constantly changing. One day you'll be oversharing, the next day you'll be like, I couldn't possibly say
can't
how I really
sentence.
Feel I don't want to be a burden. I don't have a full sentence in me today. Like,
I don't know any words.
I don't know any words. I can't string a sentence together. It's all good. Like, these things come and go. I just think have lots of time and lots of patience and lots of love for yourself. That's the main mission here.
It really is, actually. I think that is, to be honest, the main mission here. That is the crux, Harry. Like, you're not going to find it anywhere else. I promise you that. The main horcrux is in you, so you're not going to find it anywhere else.
Wowza. Okay, beautiful. If you've heard me like kissing something, I'm kissing my dog. I can't help it.
Oh, nice. Hey, Ozzy.
So I will try and get rid of that, but like...
No, don't. Leave it in. Why don't you just
leave
it?
I'm not just kissing you guys.
No, yeah, let's just send some kisses out.
Kind of... Love you guys. Oh, just live authentically. Be yourself. Live your truth.
That's horrible. I hate it.
Live your truth.
Live your truth.
Oh, God. Okay. If you don't hear from us,
assume the worst.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.